I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. West Marin residents reconsider their wastewater systems. The new Marin Housing Authority director meets Marin City residents face-to-face. California's mid-priced wineries face a new reality. Drug-free supportive housing gets scrutiny from medical professionals. And Bruce Lee Day may be coming to California. Thousands of homes and businesses in West Marin depend on on-site wastewater treatment systems, or septic. Up until now, septic regulations in Marin County have been ad hoc. Older buildings have been grandfathered in. New construction requires costly permits. Marin County officials are revising local regulations, sparking debate over costs, environmental protections, and aging infrastructure. County staff hope to complete community outreach by June. The next meetings are Tuesday in Mill Valley at the Muir Woods Park Community Association Clubhouse and Wednesday at the Dillon Beach Resort. For details, visit the Marin County website. At another community meeting hosted by the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church, residents of Marin City's Golden Gate Village Public Housing Project brought questions to Tanya Ladiju, the new executive director of the Marin Housing Authority. They talked about the massive renovation planned for the historic site. The post-war housing project was credited with returning some dignity to Black workers who had moved to the area to work in the Marin shipyard and were prevented from moving to other Bay Area neighborhoods by racially restrictive covenants after the war. The $266 million renovation will modernize the 296-unit complex. It'll get upgraded kitchens, bathrooms, new systems, and appliances. The way the renovation is financed will change the economic structure of the village. The land will still be owned by the Marin Housing Authority, but the buildings will be co-owned by the authority and nonprofit developer Burbank Housing. People living in the first 88 units will temporarily move out for the work to be done starting in June. They will return to their same units using new leases backed by federal Section 8 housing choice vouchers. They'll pay the same rent based on 30% of their household income. Wine-growing areas like Napa and Sonoma still retain a regional brand, but California's lesser-known wine regions are facing deep economic strain. Areas such as Lodi, Edna Valley, and Dunnington Hills expanded during decades of booming wine sales, but churning out wines made from cheaper, unremarkable Central Valley grapes doesn't cut it with the evolving public taste. Younger consumers are drinking less wine. Wineries have excess inventory. Demand for grapes has dropped, forcing some growers to abandon vineyards. According to Jeff Bitter, the president of Allied Grape Growers, wineries and distributors are now consolidating into big conglomerates that produce lots of labels. Lower-priced California wines are becoming a homogeneous brand, he said, no longer associated with specific regions. Most of San Francisco's permanent supportive housing for people with a history of homelessness follows the state's Housing First model. That means people can't be evicted from subsidized rental housing solely on the basis of drug use. San Francisco Supervisor Matt Dorsey has crafted legislation to create a new funding pathway for supportive housing that allows evictions for on-site drug use. His drug-free housing measure drew criticism from the San Francisco Marin Medical Society, representing thousands of doctors and medical professionals in San Francisco and Marin counties. The society criticized what it saw as lackluster provisions for ensuring that those get evicted don't end up on the streets. The association is working with Dorsey on stronger eviction protections. California lawmaker Matt Haney has announced a bill to designate May 17th as Bruce Lee Day in honor of San Francisco-born martial arts star and actor. The bill would encourage schools to teach lessons about Bruce Lee during Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. The measure would not create a state holiday or close government offices. Lee, who died in 1973 at the age of 32, helped transform Asian representation through many Hollywood films, such as Enter the Dragon. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.